sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid.
Hour number two here of the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My pleasure to be with you today. My name is Mike Chambers. I am substituting for Michael Herzog, who is out today. And just tickled pink to be here for the program today. And glad you have joined us as well. Let's go back to the telephone. Jan in Missouri, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for what you're doing out there. The Great Awakening is taking place right now, and we're very grateful for that. My question is, right now Joyce Myers, I suppose Benny Hinn, I don't know how many others are being looked at by Grassley.
Right.
And what's your thought on that?
I think a lot of these guys live a little large. You know, you can do that. You can make a lot of money with that stuff, selling books. You know, and the offerings at these places, and what they do is they basically will whip everybody into a frenzy, and people will give and give and give and give.
Well, I know that Keith Moore came into the Branson area, and he just bought another mega theater here, which amazes me. What we have to understand is somehow or another, Mike, we got to get the people sitting in the pews to really awake to the facts.
Yeah, you know, Jesus hang out with the prostitutes and the thieves and those of low repute. I didn't know him to live on the mansion on the hill. And there's a preacher here in town here, a guy by the name of Dan Schaefer, who has an opulent home. And he just has a little one big church. And I mean, this place is huge. My wife called him one day, I guess about 10 years ago, about some stuff, and he literally cussed her out. You know, so all of this is a game. Again, it's perceptions that get created, where people perceive that these are real, upstanding, and honorable people that love the Lord. When in the end, it's about the Benjamins. I mean, otherwise, I mean, you know, I wouldn't have a problem if there was a lot of money and they were using it for projects and things like that, and they lived in, you know, in a halfway decent home. You shouldn't have to live in a hovel. But to have all this opulence and luxury, I think it's uncalled for, and it shows definitely where your heart lies.
Right, and I agree with that. Now, the other issue is Ron Paul, and again, I was amazed. Who was the young lad that helped get all that out the other day? Kudos to him, I tell you. That was terrific.
His name is Trevor Lyman. And there was some talk on some Ron Paul message boards about trying to create a way to increase funding for the Ron Paul campaign. So this guy sat down for a while, got to thinking about it, and then he went back and talked with some people, and they kind of fleshed it out a bit and honed it, and they put up the site. It was only up, I guess, maybe two and a half weeks. And, you know, to raise $4.3 million, I talked with him last night. He was ecstatic.
Yeah, that is just absolutely awesome. And if everybody will get out and do a sign, go to their county boards, go to their town meetings, anywhere we can go, and try to get these people awake.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, whatever you can do, if you're not part of a Ron Paul meetup group, you need to become a part of one. Most towns have them. There's over 1,000 of them.
Thank you so much, Mike. Bless you.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you. Bless you. Thanks for calling. Back with more on the other side. This is the American Awakening. My name is Mike Chambers for Michael Herzog, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by life essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Glad you're with us today. By the way, Ron Paul has won the first New York straw poll. Not a lot of votes in the straw poll. He won with 26 votes. Mr. Giuliani, Rudy Pert Giuliani, with 21. Mitt Romney and John McCain each had 4. Mike Huckabee had 2. Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo each had 0. And it's not clear why no votes were registered for our Fred Thompson. Probably because nobody was there for Fred. There was a fundraising event that was being held in Dallas, I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, for Fred Thompson. Nobody showed up. The only person that was there was the kid who ran the Texas meetup group. And there were Ron Paul supporters there. And that was it. And and so the kid took off his... I'm with Fred bumper sticker and put on a Ron Paul bumper sticker and switched. And I had an interesting story on Monday. And then we'll take a call from Dan in New Hampshire here in just a second. My wife was talking with some people in her office. And they were talking about, well, you know, your vote's wasted if you vote for Ron Paul. And, you know, Kim and I had been talking about this. And I said, you know, it's not wasted. I said, this is about ideas and the future of our country. And she was telling them the same thing. Where we go from here. It's not about whether an R wins or a D wins. It's not a competition. It's about what's best for our country. And this lady thought about it for just a little bit and went online and made a $25 donation to Ron Paul. Because that's what it is about. It's about ideas. We've sat and played this win-at-all-cost game, win for the party, for just too dadgum long. When these people are absolutely scurrilous, we just continue to support them. It's time we send all 535 of these people home in Congress. All of them. No mercy. I mean, I'm sorry, you're gone. You don't follow the Constitution. That means you too, Mr. Kucinich. Yes, it's great that you file impeachment papers on Dick Cheney, but you still want my guns. Well, that's not according to the Constitution, my friend. And these people have been up there for decade after decade. Ted Kennedy, how long has he been there? Practically his entire adult life. Politics was never meant to be a career. I mean, now you have political science degrees in college, so you can make politics a career path. Now, that is sick. It's not about serving your fellow man or serving your country. It's about how much power can I get and how much money can I make. Dan in New Hampshire, welcome to the American Awakening. You're on.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's hope it's so, huh?
Yes, indeed.
You know, I just was thinking of something, listening to you and a lot of other things. I actually promoted some people to donate to Ron on the 5th. Unable to do so myself, but, you know, anybody's money is good money, huh? And when it comes
indeed.
To buying media time. But I thought of something, and it just occurred to me that I haven't seen that anybody talk about this anywhere. In order for the old Ron Paul revolution to meet success, I think there will have to have been a lot of new Republican registrations for voters across the country.
Indeed, and one of the things that I have stressed from time to time is that if you intend to vote for Ron Paul, you need to do so in the primary. That's where it's the most important right now.
Exactly.
And that you got to get, if you're a Democrat and you're in a closed primary state, you've got to get your registration changed immediately. In some states, the deadlines run out.
It's got to be that somebody somewhere keeps statistics on that sort of stuff. You know, are those numbers are being buried by the RNC because they know what it means, or what's going on there? Does anybody have you heard anybody talk about this, or
I've not heard about what the percentage of people changing their party affiliation is. That's a very interesting question.
I mean, I think that even more than that, maybe will be the new voter registrations of young people who are excited by this, who are going out and registering Republican, and in normal conditions the Republicans would think this was a good thing, but they may be realizing that something else is going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they're going to try everything they can to derail him. But like I said, if you're a Democrat and you want to change your party affiliation to Republican because you're in a closed primary state, you need to go to ronpaul2008.com. They've got a list of the deadlines that you have to meet to change your party affiliation, and you have to get that done. Otherwise, this is a moot point.
Is anybody trying to collect that data? I mean, that...
It's quite honestly the first I've thought of it. It would require probably at least 50 phone calls each state election board.
Yeah, but wouldn't the RNC be doing this automatically?
I don't know.
I went to the RNC website, to GOP.com, And I, you know, you could, there were things about registering to vote, but there was no details on, you know, what was happening with the voter registration effort.
And, yeah, because you would think regardless of whether they support Ron Paul or not, a jump in party registrations to Republican, you would think they would try to milk that and sell it for all it's worth.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's a blip that corresponds with, you know, with like the 5th of November or whatever, you know, they're going to know that there's something else going on and that they may not actually like what's happening if they're that dead set against Ron Paul actually returning the Republican Party to the Republican nature.
Yeah, I think they're afraid the Guy folks might actually have gotten that that basement room actually loaded with the gunpowder, and it might go off.
Oops.
Yeah, I mean, they're scared, and I know people like Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, who are not even being invited to this debate in Iowa. They've seriously got to be considering what they're going to do as far as continuing on. And you've got Mike Huckabee, who has little to no money. John McCain has about $3.5 million. Unless he gets a lot of money this go around, you know, he's not going to be able to run a lot of ads in key states down the stretch.
Just like it's done before, the powers that be, the Illuminati, the whoever's they are, they don't talk about themselves much, but they've switched back and forth between parties, and this is another time they're doing it.
Well, and what you've got here. Is other than Ron Paul, you've got a list of candidates who are just unappealing. I mean, there's nothing appealing about them. If Ron Paul wasn't running, I would find, you know, there's not anybody on the Republican ticket that I would find appealing. I mean, these are all people who are just pitiful, and they stand around. They look stupid. Their points are stupid. McCain looks like he's half out of it. Fred Thompson looks like he's coming off a 3-day drunk. Giuliani, all he wants to talk about is 9/11, and Mitt Romney's over there readjusting his hair.
The thing is, I think that they've got a serious quandary, having been establishment Republicans for ongoing. I mean, you know. Thompson would say that he was, I was an actor for a while. I was out of the business here. But he had been a senator, and, obviously he certainly wasn't completely out of the loop. And these guys are all realizing, I think, somewhere deep down inside that, you know, that the path that they were on is a seriously flawed endeavor, and that's, you know, with Ron Paul standing up there right in their faces, you know, lighting this serious flawed endeavor up like bright as can be, you know, I'm sure they don't know what to do with themselves at this point. They could completely turn around and deny everything that they've been doing for how many years, you know, and then look like idiots there or what.
Well, I mean, you know, and the thing is how do you combat freedom, liberty, and the Constitution? You're going to sell that with more war, more debt, more misery and pain, more foreclosures, a currency that is about to collapse, an economy about to collapse. Oh, that's appealing.
Well, I mean, all I can see is, you know, they might as well just stand up and say, well, you know, Mr. Paul over here sounds real good and all that, but I want power, and I can't get power as much as I want if I.
Exactly, it's like those guys standing on the street corner. I'm more willing to hand a dollar to a guy that says I'm not lying. I want a beer. Than I am saying we'll work for food. No, you won't work for food. You want me to hand you a dollar? But yeah, the fact that you're a wino and you're out there and you want a buck so you can go get a beer here. There you go. At least you're freaking honest.
It's absurd. It's just completely in the realm of the absurd, and the fact that anybody is out there actually saying they're going to vote for, you know, Giuliani or Clinton or you know, almost any of them. Just,
yeah, it's crazy. Dan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Back in a minute with more here on The American Awakening on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
Back here on the American Awakening, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join us on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My name is Mike Chambers, substituting for Michael Herzog today. And he will be back in the saddle tomorrow with Lindsay. They're going to do a country comparison show, comparing the United States and Scotland and the stark differences between the two. I'm looking forward to hearing that show tomorrow, and I invite everybody to tune in as well. My website is www.midnightridershow.com. That's www.midnightridershow.com. I do a program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, weeknights from 11 p.m. Central to 1 a.m. Central, and I invite you to tune in and give the show a listen. We delve into all kinds of different topics, and have even a night called You Rant, where you get 3 minutes to call up and rant, and if you're good, you get 2 more minutes. So a lot of things that we do on the program. But I'm tickled pink to be here. Glad that Michael asked me to come on the program today, as always. And yes, you can stop calling the Iowa GOP. Ron Paul is in the debate. Those messages are still going out, not to bother the Iowa GOP any longer, because Ron Paul is in the debate. In the latest polls, he was running around 5% anyway. So he made the cutoff. Tom Tancredo, Duncan Hunter are not in there. By the way, Sam Brownback, one of the last ones to pull out of the race, has said that he's going to endorse John McCain. Hi, I'm John McCain. I'm Crazy McCain. And so I'm sure that's going to bring a whole lot of voters to McCain's side. What's weird is that McCain in these polls, and I know these polls again, I don't think really reflect what's actually out there. You know, you've got McCain at like 16%, and he has no money, can't advertise, can't do anything. And that maybe is totally on name recognition alone. You know, the cast of characters in this campaign season is going to be whittled down to size here very, very soon. I would imagine probably by the first of the year, or at least once New Hampshire takes place, you'll whittle it down to five or six. Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo will be the first to go. McCain will go after that. Ron Paul is in a position to go all the way to the convention at this point. He's there for the long haul. We've just got to continue to keep backing him and providing him the monetary support that he needs to continue to buy ads. I mean, they spent $1.1 million in New Hampshire alone. I mean, this stuff is not expensive, and you get political rates. You get a lower than normal rate. So still, you know, $1.1 million, that's a lot of ads. You know, television is expensive. Radio, not quite as much. But still, you know, that's a lot of money to be spent just in one state. And there's five states that they're looking to put money into early on. You've got New Hampshire, Iowa, Michigan, South Carolina, and Nevada that have to go just real early on. You've had so many of these primaries moved up this year. And I personally think it is it's been done to try to prevent Dr. Paul from building a base. The setup for all of this was very, very perfect. You put out four or five candidates that are lackluster, people that can't get elected to be president. I mean, John McCain's not electable as president. Fred Thompson's not. Mitt Romney is not. And Giuliani is not. He's polarizing. And the whole idea is to make Hillary the president. Well, along comes Ron Paul and throws a kink into all of this, which is why they're screaming mad. And this is why, people like Fox News try to, denigrate him whenever they can, because now they're funding and supporting Hillary. Rupert Murdoch and her have dinner together all the time. I mean, they're big pals. And so you go from neocons to neoliberals, and in the end, there's not a dime's difference between them. And so now when you get Hillary in, they come for the guns and the rest of the personal freedoms. That's why it's important that we get Ron Paul to the convention, we get him a place on the convention floor, on the stage, speaking, so he can address a national audience and tell them, look, this is about freedom, it's about liberty, and this is what America is supposed to be like, not what these people and idiots have created, where people live in fear, you're being surveilled at every turn. I mean, go around your local town. Even little small towns now have got traffic cameras everywhere. I live in a town right now of about probably 30,000. It's a suburb of Oklahoma City. And there's traffic cameras everywhere. We don't need this stuff. Oh, that's protecting us from Al-Qaeda. They're everywhere, you know. Might be under an overpass. You got to watch them. Back in a minute with more. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That number one more time is 800-313-9443. You're listening to The American Awakening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
This is the American Awakening. My name is Mike Chambers for Michael Herzog. Glad you're with us today. Tuesday, November the 7th, 2007, final half hour of today's program. A programming note, Michael will be back tomorrow, along with wife Lindsay, and they are will do the country comparison between Scotland and the United States. And I think it's going to be a great show. So be sure and tune in for that. Interesting article on MySpace. I'm certainly not going to read it. Talking about how you can make a stun gun for $10. Crazy. But maybe not. An 82-year-old woman was shot with a stun gun. Police in Chicago are investigating an officer's use of a taser on an 82-year-old woman. Police said the woman was swinging a hammer when they arrived at her home. They were called there after officials with the city's Department of Aging went to Lillian Fletcher's home last month to make a welfare check. The officials called police when they saw Fletcher in a window swinging a hammer back and forth. Officers arrived, and while trying to subdue the woman, one of them used a taser. The department is trying to determine if the officer violated department policy on the use of stun guns. The woman's grandmother told the Chicago Sun-Times that her grandmother suffers from schizophrenia and dementia and that she's easily confused, but she said it's ridiculous to taser an 82-year-old woman. I mean, why wouldn't you just walk out the door and let the lady have, you know, have her fill a swing in the hammer and just put the dead gum thing down, and then you walk inside and check on her if you think you need to check on her. But then again, you know, Granny is, Lillian is part of the old folks control grid. You get Meals on Wheels and all that kind of stuff, and the next thing you know, we're here for your inspection. Dun, 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 dun. So they go for a welfare check, and she ends up getting tased. And this is happening all the time to old people. Recently it was a lady in a wheelchair. Oh, like, she's coming after you. Oh, she's getting crazy now. Bob, I think you ought to tase her. Absolutely ridiculous. I think these tasers ought to be removed from police departments all over the country. I think they're bad news. You know, they've not been used in a positive manner. You know, you've got countless stories of people dead because of tasers. And I don't think they do any good. I mean, you had a guy killed in an airport. Well, actually, two people killed in Canada. In friendly, passive Canada. So, what's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right. What's up is down, and what's down is up. Accept it. Accept the police state. Fortunately, my little bird doesn't use them. They're not equipped with them. And I would say that they should not be. Most of these guys are pretty good. They're pretty decent guys. Been at it a long time. And I know, you know, pretty much, you know, I know one guy's working three or four jobs, single dad, working a bunch of jobs just to, you know, try to give his kid, the best he can give him. But I just don't think that, you know, tasers, are the answer. I mean, how many people were getting shot anyway? By officers. There weren't that many. And I think now that the, a taser is the weapon of first resort instead of the weapon of last resort. And if you and obviously the you know the Department on Aging in Chicago would have a profile on this woman and know that she's schizophrenic. And you would obviously, you know, would tell the police, say, look, she's schizophrenic and she has dementia and we just need to let her chill out. But I brought you out here just in case something happens. But instead you go in that you walk into her house and you taser her. Now where is the sense in that? I mean, how do you know she wasn't putting up a picture? I mean, the times we live in and all these perceived realities are absolutely crazy. Michael Herzog back with us. Michael, how are you doing?
Hey,
how do things
go? I just walked in the door out of court, and I want to let all the listeners know you want to be listening tomorrow. I'm not going to go into any detail today, but what I saw in that courtroom today was absolutely amazing. It shocked me, and it was kind of an abomination, if you will.
But no kidding.
Tune in tomorrow, and everybody can hear what happened. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Michael, and thank you again, Michael, for doing my show.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I've had a good time doing it. Wow.
Oh, I can't go into any detail, but I'm telling you, it's worth the listen.
Well, I'll be here listening tomorrow.
Okay. Well, call your friends, neighbors, and relatives, folks. This one's going to be a good one. And I'll have Lindsay on with me. All right?
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Talk to you tomorrow. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. You know, in one instance, you know, you might get one judge that's great, and then another one who's just so freaking corrupt with things that just blow your mind. But I mean, you know, our whole system is messed up. We've allowed a few to totally control everything that we do, our life, from cradle to grave. Well, you have to have your vaccine. Or take the vaccine now, or you can't go to school. Where's the law? Well, there is no law, but yes, you must take it. And we as a people forgot what our rights are, what our freedoms are. Just because we didn't care about them. We took them for granted. I mean, how many relationships break up because you start taking the other person for granted? They're always going to be there. And people just stop trying with each other. They don't communicate anymore. They just kind of exist together. But hey, they're there, and they're a companion. Marriages all the time break up because one of the parties or both of the parties is literally taken for granted. And we took our relationship with freedom for granted. And, folks, divorce proceedings are underway. We have, in my opinion, we really have one more shot at this, at the ballot box. Again, it's the message of freedom and liberty in the Constitution. We have to make sure that Ron Paul stays high profile and this message gets spread. And that whether he's elected or not, and each day his chances of becoming elected are greater. And let me tell you, if he wins the Republican nomination, he eats Hillary Clinton's lunch. There's already key demographics that he kicks her tail. But this is our last chance at the ballot box. And if you've not registered as a Republican in your state, if your state has a closed primary, you need to check it, RonPaul2008.com, and check when that date is because you've got to get yourself registered. I mean, I'm talking with all kinds of people that don't know anything about the election process. They have no clue whatsoever. And in our very own Patriot movement, we have a lot of people that, I'm sorry, are dumbed down. They know a lot of the basics. But when it comes to the principles of liberty and freedom and how we elect people, they have no clue. Civics is not even taught anymore in school. Not anymore. I mean, you know, you don't even have Schoolhouse Rock where they would play the little cartoon of the bill. Ah, well, you know, all but we're so much better. Look at all this technology we have. Everybody's driven inside. Everybody's afraid. You know, we just sit around. American Idol's on tonight, Dancing with the Stars, maybe a football game. And, you know, and there's nothing wrong with watching that stuff. But when I literally will call people. We've got family members. I will call them to talk to them. Can't talk now. Why not? American Idol's on. American Idol's on. You'd rather watch American Idol than talk to your daughter. Oh, yeah. Gotta go. It's like, okay. It's nuts. Where people have just been sucked into that box. And their lives just totally revolve around it. People schedule their day around Oprah and Dr. Phil. And now you TiVo your favorite shows. Which is not, that in of itself is not bad either, because you can watch them at your leisure. But still, you know, the priorities of this country got way off. And we ourselves stopped paying attention. And we never considered the cost. And like I said, divorce proceedings are underway. Vince in Montana, welcome to the program.
Hey, you, sounds like a good show. That previous Thank caller you had, talking about the Republican National Committee tracking increases in Republican registration, they definitely keep those statistics. But they're in a real conundrum right now. They know that any defections from the Democratic Party or from independent status in these states is caused by Ron Paul. They're certainly not being caused by Rudy Giuliani, Fred Thompson, Rudy McFred Romney fans. You know, they're all coming over because of Paul. And they patently reject Ron Paul's anti-war status.
Right.
What I think is going to happen is I believe that at the convention, Ron Paul's going to get locked out. And I think there's going to be a confrontation between Paul's supporters, very similar to Chicago 1968.
Well, Vincent, there's a possibility that some of the states that have primaries before February 1st, their delegates will not count. So if Ron Paul goes into these states and does well and wins those primaries, there's a possibility that those delegates will not count. They'll be penalized. Problem
New Hampshire has
a state law that says their primary has to be a week ahead of everybody else's.
The conundrum the Republicans have is they've got the only viable anti-war candidate, and they don't want that. That's not on their agenda. Their agenda is to prolong the war and expand it out into a 100-year war. Now,
right.
come the convention time, I believe there's going to be a great confrontation, a great lockout, it's going to be a great social upheaval at the convention. I believe Ron Paul's going to do very well up to the convention.
Well, I think so as well.
Being locked out, I actually think that the Republicans would prefer to vote for Hillary Clinton rather than Ron Paul.
Hillary Clinton is a hawk. Yeah.
I mean, Hillary Clinton is going to have a bigger set of cojones than any candidate out there because being the first woman, she's going to have to prove herself. She's going to be more dangerous. Let's remember, this woman is a murderer. I mean, you know, she had one of her own friends assassinated.
Yeah, Vince Foster.
Yeah.
And likely that was a very close relation to her.
These people are very dangerous. But anyway, these Republicans, I mean, I go out there on Free Republican, they're just absolutely in a conundrum. Ignoring Ron Paul isn't working anymore. So now they're really caught in a dilemma, and a lot of true conservatives are deserting over to Ron Paul, but I believe you're going to see Ron Paul get locked out of the convention, confrontation, maybe even abuse of his supporters there, and I believe it's going to be the birth of a third party, of a real, true, strong third party in America, a third party that will gain more votes than either of the other two parties in the general election.
Yeah, and my key concern there, Vince, is will the mainstream media cover this type of an event taking place? One would hope that they would, but they may try just to, wipe it under the rug. Plus, there's already talk that these delegates, Vince, can already change their votes.
But see, wiping it under the rug isn't working. They don't have the power to wipe things under the rug anymore. I gave my 100 the other day on November 5th, and I've given money before. But I think that everybody needs to consider the dynamics of campaign financing. The best campaign finance dollar spent is on your own self getting active. And I ended up purchasing a bunch of Ron Paul hats and Ron Paul Slim Jims to pass out and, you know, things like that. I mean, these are campaign dollars expended, and then you put your own energy behind them, and they go a lot further than television and radio advertising. I mean, television and radio advertising is expensive, and it has a low yield. What you need to do is get out and personally talk to people, hand them a brochure, talk to them, tell them, you know, pick their mind, and you can convert people. The clueless can be converted very easily. I got four people to donate to Ron Paul on the 5th just by making phone calls.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And it's all that's working together that gets him the proper recognition. Vince, I appreciate the call. Yeah, we've just got to keep working. And what will happen at that convention is going to be very, very interesting. Will these early states be penalized for having their primaries before February? I think that's going to be a key question. And you know, Ron Paul is already doing fairly well in New Hampshire. I think last count, he was like 7.4% and rising. And if you look at a lot of these polls, you see Ron Paul, even on these landline polls, where a couple of months ago he was at 1%, then 2%, and now 5%. So, I mean, there's a definite swing upward. I think the fact that there is a base supporting Ron Paul cannot be denied. I'm going to grab a break, come back with a final segment on the other side. We'll talk with George in Florida. Don't go anywhere. This is the American Awakening, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Final segment here on the American Awakening on this November the 7th, 2007. Let's go quickly to the telephone. George in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on, sir.
Yes, very good show today.
Thank you.
You know, I'm in Florida. I tell you one thing. The legislature and the governor boast how great Florida is. I hate to say this, but Florida has a lot of things they ought to be ashamed of.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, say that word.
And the thing is Florida's legislature is out to lunch. They don't read the bills they pass.
None of these legislatures do. Congress doesn't even read the bills.
And, you know, the thing is, and they do not want, and it's supposed to be a majority Republican conservative legislature. They do not want Ron Paul as president, because I found out it's because Ron Paul would cut off all that federal money to Florida, because when Jeb Bush was governor, he arranged a lot of federal dollars coming into the state, and a lot of people getting rich. And one thing Florida should not be proud of is its foster care and child protective services. That is a federal racketeering.
Sure.
They use federal dollars to grab kids and a jackpot just to adopt them. My friend Greg Pound, for the lousy dog bite on one of his five kids, has parental rights taken from him. Not because he did anything wrong, it's because money. They get federal dollars. And like I say, when you go to these courts, there's no due process. You can't get a right to a jury. And like I say, Ron Paul occupying the White House, it would be more than just him being the commander-in-chief. It'd be him reforming the Republican Party.
Well, it's a total reform of government in general and going back to a constitutional-based government where the federal government has no place sending money back to the states, because what happens is when those states take that money, you know that any time money is given, there's a bit of your control that's taken away.
And so
you've got 9th and 10th Amendment rights, which were saved for the states, are taken away, and the government steps in and usurps those rights. I mean, most of the bills that go through Congress on a daily basis violate the Constitution of the United States and shouldn't even be voted on, let alone introduced.
Yes, and I think President Ron Paul, the statesman, he will be the 44th president. He's going to tell the states, okay, you're going to have to be self-sustaining. You're going to have to take responsibility for yourselves as a sovereign nation state. That I am not going to be in the business of running the states. You're going to have to govern yourselves and let the federal government, in a constitutionally proper role, govern.
Right.
It should be.
Yeah. George, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I think people expect something from the government that they're not supposed to be delivering. And we're haunted by the New Deal on a daily basis. This Roosevelt chicken in every pot. Social Security. Medicare in the 50s and 60s. In every stupid little program that has come down the pike. Every little research program. There's no reason for these type of things to be funded. I mean, they're asinine. And they violate the Constitution. There's no place for it. Okay, I've had a great time here today. I've enjoyed filling in for Michael Herzog. He will be back tomorrow with a story of what happened to him today in court. And his wife, Lindsay, will be with him. And they're going to talk about comparisons between the United States and Scotland. That's coming up tomorrow. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That really is why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you next time on the Midnight Rider. Bye-bye, everyone.